Big Mike Geyer has a good thing going around the holidays.
The king-sized holiday Jubilee and Toy Drive. This has been going on since 2007. A lot of folks know king-sized from their sort of kitsch-inspired rockabilly shows at the Tiki Bar Trader Vic's downtown. And this show has sort of the same flavor, but it's an all-ages event. Also, this evening, there will be the Dames Aflame Dancers and other special guests. It's a 90-minute show featuring holiday favorites by the likes of Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Elvis, and more. So slightly offbeat holiday fun, you know, for a good cause for the whole family. So again, that's the King Size Holiday Jubilee and Toy Drive at the Variety Playhouse this Saturday. Doors at 7, show at 8, and kids are encouraged to sit close to the stage.
Okay. It's the darkest time of the year, and just so we don't remain in the dark, what do you recommend?
Well, the Atlanta History Center has an event called Candlelight Nights. The History Center's grounds will be lit by candlelight, and each decorated house presents visitors an opportunity to experience how Southerners celebrated the holidays past. So you can go back to pioneer times, Civil War times, or to the 1930s. So again, that's Candlelight Nights at the Atlanta History Center this Thursday.
Kate, are you being cruel by raising diet during the holidays?
You know, when many of us think of food, you know, we might think of, you know, these giant spreads we're seeing this time of year. We might think of family. But how many of us think of the American government?
Not many, I would think.
And yet there's this really cool exhibit at the David J. Censor CDC Museum called What's Cooking, Uncle Sam? The Government's Effect on the American Diet. Something interesting to think about during the holidays. It's open through Monday, January 2nd. It's free. One of the sort of fun facts highlighted by this exhibit, way back in the 1940s, there were 7 food groups, and butter had its very own category. So all of these ways that, you know, sort of official policy has affected the way that we eat.
What's going on at the DeKalb History Center?
If you are thinking December, 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 everything is holiday related, here's an exhibit called Food, Fun, and Fashion in the Modern Era, highlights from the Guy Hayes Collection. And it's actually been up for much of this year, but closes on December 30th. The exhibit is a small selection of black and white photographs taken by photographer Guy Hayes. He was a professional freelance photographer and did so much of his work here in the Atlanta area. What folks can expect to see in this particular exhibit is a focus on sort of diversions. There are a lot of photos of everyday life, debutantes, carnivals.
Wait, debutantes are everyday life.
Which actually brings up a really good point, because one thing that is highlighted by this collection is the racial segregation of Georgia. We're talking about the 1950s and 60s, and Georgia was segregated, and so too were its newspapers and their readers. So we see a slice of life of Atlanta, certainly not all of it. So again, that's highlights from the Guy Hayes Collection, Food, Fun, and Fashion in the Modern Era at the DeKalb History Center through December 30th.